Thermal Sound Wave.
Hey,
what's up?
The Natural Alternative to Fast Food Radio.
Yeah.
We here, C-Truth, Kevin Lawrence, Cleopatra Jones. We're here with Jimmy Henchman and Fab Five Freddy talking about a whole bunch of things, man. Entertainment, business, hip-hop, music, and all that.
Definitely. I'm happy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No doubt.
So, one question I have.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'll let you go. Go ahead, see. Because, I mean, you all the way over there.
Yeah. You all the way. Exactly. So, Jimmy, what are some of your duties, you know, being the executive that you are on a day-to-day basis, like some of the things that you have to do? Because a lot of people, they see glitz and glam, and they hear about people like yourself, and they don't understand all the things that have to go on and that have to be done in order to get to the position that you're in.
Czar Entertainment.
Exactly.
You know, I think a lot of people have the misconception of what being a manager really is.
Right.
And when you're a manager, it's a all-around duty. You have to guide these people, you know, the artists with their life, with their artistry, with their money, with just, you know, what they're going to do with their future. And a lot of people don't look at it that way. They think they can get a homeboy who know them and had a homeboy cater to them, and they think that that's management. A real manager is a person who puts you with the right lawyer, who puts you with the right business manager as far as what your money is concerned, and he helps you guide your career as far as doing the good things that's you're going to reap later on with. So you know, then you got some managers who do extra stuff like me. Like, I help A&R record, you know, I'll go beyond a call of duty. I may even console a baby mother or something. But, you know, but those are just the things. God. But no, but I'm just saying those just are the things that sometimes you have to take those roles of where you have to explain to the family why he have to go on the road, why this is essential to his business, why, you know, him being an artist, why he has to go on the road for 2-3 months. And he may not be able to articulate that right. So me, with my experience, I may have to talk to the mother. I may have to even talk to the baby mother or the wife. You know what I'm saying? Or vice versa, the husband or the, you know what I'm saying, the father. But that's what a manager does for you. He doesn't only manage, you know, the artistic part of it, but he manage every aspect of that artist's life and help guide it.
And what was, like, some of the something that you would consider strange that you had to do as a manager that you was like, man, this is just crazy?
I've
heard managers with like some weird requests that artists have come up with. So what was like something strange that, you know, you had to do?
Well, I think every artist have their different things that is weird. And I definitely don't want to put nobody out there.
You don't got to say who. You can just say what it was.
Oh, man. I'll give it away if I did, man. I don't even want to do that, man. You know, that's another thing that a manager got to do is keep the
privacy
and the confidentiality intact.
One thing I got for you. Out of everybody, every mogul in this business, or majority, I should say, I'm not gonna say his names, but I mean, we all know, like people like Puff, whatever, like that. It would have been in the videos. It has been in the limelight. Like, after a while, you know, in the bathtub with the girls drinking wine while the rappers rapping, but really they got like that spotlight in the video. You never once, I mean, you stay out the limelight.
And that's only because I don't think I have the personality to be in the limelight. That's number one. You gotta have. I don't have an ego like that. Every artist that I've met have an ego to want to do that. That's just not for me. That's not something that I really long to do. I enjoy me not being in the spotlight. I enjoy that just as much as they probably enjoy being in the spotlight. You know, I like to eat. When I'm in a restaurant, I like to be able to eat. I notice, like, when I'm in the restaurant with some of my biggest artists, they don't have a moment to themselves. Somebody's always watching them. That ain't a lifestyle that I like to live.
So talk about what's going on now. Just maybe a little insight on what artists you're working with, what should we expect.
Well, you know, I'm wrapping up about four albums right now. One of those albums is the Games album, which we're very close to finishing. The title of that album is called A Doctor's Advocate. We're trying to get a 666-06-06-06 release date. And because it's the Doctor's Advocate, you know, we're looking to put all haters and all evilness to bed on that day. You know,
Mark of the Beast.
Absolutely. We're looking to expose the beast on that day. But I'm also finishing up Brandy's album.
Wow. Which, that's advanced.
Which is was very close to getting done. And I'm finishing up a guy by the name of Smitty out of Miami.
Diamonds on My Neck.
Diamonds on My Neck. We're finishing up his album and also Trillville album. We're finishing up their album. So I'm looking to have all four of those albums out this year.
So the thing I also notice about you, there's no barrier. Which, like, a lot of managers, they might manage, like, a lot of East Coast people. Or some people that like, deal with only West Coast people. You deal with people all over America.
Yeah, but that's only probably because I'm a good manager. If you're a good manager, it doesn't even matter where you're from. It's about you handling your business. It doesn't matter. You know, that's to me, that doesn't even make no sense. Just because I'm from the West Coast, I need to have a West Coast manager.
I mean, I know a lot of artists that have stuff like that. They feel like, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but I have to commend. I have to commend the artists that I have to say it really doesn't matter where my manager is from as long as my manager handles, you know, my business the way I need it to be handled. And I have to commend my artists for that.
Now, how did hooking up with Brandy come about? Did you approach her? Did she approach you?
She approached me. I think Brandy needs a new blood. You know what I mean? People are still remembering her as Moesha.
Right.
And, but what they're not realizing is that Brandy is a grown up. She has a baby.
Yeah, she's grown.
She ain't as clean cut as a lot of people would like to think her as. She has a baby out of wedlock. She goes through the same tribulations that other young ladies her age go through. So I think when she looked at me, I think the contrasts are definitely working. And like I said, I have to even commend her for even wanting to take the chance of that contrast so that something new can come out of her situation.